Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Zehecha Shmita Be'yevil, where we discuss what we mentioned in the previous Perek regarding the Ste'achuzah. A related halacha is that of Batei Rechaim regarding hounds in a walled city, which again is a continuation of the themes of the laws of Yevil. As the Rambam begins halacha Alf regarding selling a house in the walled city, says a meicha bayis b'teich ir. Someone sells a home in the city that's hamukev es chayma, that's surrounded with a wall, which was, as Rambam is going to explain later on, halacha tezvav, at the time when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. How is a goyla, he could redeem this home that he's selling, kol yud beis chaydish, all 12 months miyim shemachar, from the day that he sold it, b'chol eish yirtze, at any point in time that he wants to. In other words, he doesn't have to wait 2 years, like we said in the previous paragraph regarding Ste Achuzah. Tafil b'yim shemachar, even the day that he sold it, he could buy it back. Ukshuritz lifts and wants it when he wants to redeem it, then Nisan Kol Adam Shlokach, then he takes all the money that he bought it with, and he doesn't go ahead and take away from the consumer at all. In other words, not like Ste'achuz, which we calculate according to how much you used it, that's how much you take off. No, here you give back all the money of the sale, and again, that's for a limit of 12 months. Halacha Beis, now, here, Ve'ina Kribin Paid Maisa. The relatives cannot redeem it for him. Only the sell himself a Mesig Yodah if he attains it, because regarding this area, the Bat Yerachim would not compare it to Ste Achuzah, which we said the relatives could redeem it for him. And the Yeshle Limkum in the Chasa, but here he could sell from his assets that he has to go ahead and redeem the Bat Yerachim, because in regard to Bat Yerachim, it does not say Ummatzak de Gulasai like it says by Ste Achuzah, which has to be something new that you didn't have up until now. Aval, but where it is similar to Ste'achuza, because it is compared regarding to these two things, the Batei Rechamet to Ste'achuza is Aval lo yilva v'yigal, he's not allowed to borrow and redeem, and Aval yigal chatzon, he's not allowed to redeem halfway. He has to either redeem the whole thing or nothing. Halacha gimel, mesalikech. If the consumer died, yiftim yad miyad b'nai, he can redeem it from his son, because the pasuk says, v'yisigul asai, he can be redeeming no matter who has it. So if let's say the seller dies, then his son can redeem it from the buyer, this whole 12 months. Let's say he sold it to the first guy, and person number one sells it to person number two within this same year. So we count from the first person, meaning once the first year from the original sale finishes, then it becomes confirmed the ownership in the hand of the second person, not the first buyer. Why? The reason is Shamicher, the one who sold it, the first buyer, when he sold it to buyer number two, Machal Hashem, what did he sell to the second person? Kol Zchus Shetavel Yadi, any merits, any rights that he has in it, he sold off to the second person. Now, had the land been in his possession when the year was over, he would have been confirmed as the owner. So he sold that right to the second buyer, and now, therefore, it becomes confirmed from the first sales year, it becomes confirmed to the second buyer. Higi Yud Bezchaydish V'lega Allah. Let's say it reaches 12 months and it was not redeemed. Harizan Nechletzes Be'at Lekech becomes confirmed in the ownership of the buyer. And V'chein Nosn Habayis Matana V'lega Allah Kol Yud Bezchaydish. Let's say he gives his house as a gift to someone. He doesn't redeem it all 12 months. Harizan Nechle Be'at Zeshanos Lamatan becomes confirmed the ownership. Now, no more redemption. It becomes the ownership under the one who got the gift. Now, Halacha Hey, the Rambam discusses regarding the timing of the Geula of this year. That is, let's say it was a leap year, which has an extra month in that year. So, Eini Nechle Dat Saifa does not become confirmed until the end of the year. Kishnem, it says in the Pasig, Ad Melois Leishon Tamima, until it fills up the entire complete year, which is Lahavi Chodesh Iva, that's coming to include the leap month. That extra Adar Sheini, is also included in the year. It's not just 12 months, it could even be sometimes 30 months. Now, halacha vav, interesting comes out is that machash nebatim. Let's say someone sold two houses. Echad bechatzi adarishin, one halfway through the first adar. Echad reish adarishin, one 15 days later, let's say, in the beginning of the second adar. Now, that's in the year that has a leap year. So, what happens next year is when it's not a leap year, zesh machash reish adarishin, the home which was sold actually second, which was in the beginning of the second adar. But kimin shagi echad ba'adar shalshana haba, once it comes to the first of the other in the coming year, which is, there's only one other, but that's the date is Rish Chodesh, also Leishana, that's already a complete year. Whereas Vezeh Shemacha B'chatzi Adarishin, the one that actually sold first, which was, however, halfway through the first other, also Leishana, it's not going to be considered a full year, at Chatzi Adar Shoshana Bo, until it's halfway through other of the coming year, Nishiyorod Halikeach B'chodesh Iba, because since he bought it in a leap year, and as we said, the leap year is considered part of the year, you have to get all the way to the 15th of Adar, which is actually going to be 15 days later, than that of Rish Chodesh. Halacha Zayin. Let's say Higi Yom Yud Beis Chodesh. So it comes the day of the 12th month, which this is the last day of redeeming. And he can't find the buyer to be able to redeem it from him. So you know what he could do? He could put his monies that he wants to return to get back his house. He could put it into the court. He could break down the door and go back into his home. Whenever the consumer comes back, he'll come to the courts and take back his monies. Halacha ches, how this applies to the laws of Hekdesh and Yevil. So hamakdesh beis ir chaimav. Someone sanctifies, he gives it to Hekdesh, his house in the walled city. Ugo'ole achem yad Hekdesh, and then someone else redeems it from Hekdesh. So kevin shall also lay shana. So once it becomes a year, mishosh shenigol yad Hekdesh, from when this person redeemed it from Hekdesh. And the owner doesn't redeem it back from the one who redeemed it from Hekdesh, it's already a year. Then nechli be'yad agal, then becomes confirmed in the hand of the redeemer. And why is it specifically a year from when he redeems it? She'ina Hekdesh ched, because being in the possession of Hekdesh does not confirm it in the possession of someone else. El alekech, it's only the one who buys it, which that's considered buying when you redeem it from Hekdesh. Shemak says in the pasuk, like koina oisel lederesav, the one who buys it is his for generations, and that's only when he redeems it. Halacha tes, mocha beis ir chaimim. Someone sells a house in the walled city. V'gir yoivol b'tech shnas amechem. What happens if yoivol, let's say sold a few months before yoivol, so the yoivol year comes within the year of the sale, which we said generally you have a year to get it back. So ein achayz b'yoivol, it's not going to go back when it reaches the yoivol year, which actually says in the pasuk lo yitzah b'yoivol. El yir b'yad lekeach, rather it'll be in the hand of the consumer, at sheyirtza amoicha ligol koshnas amecha, either up until when the seller wants to redeem it back at any point in time during the year of the sale. Or if the year completes, and then it's confirmed to be in the ownership of the buyer. Halacha Yud, the Rambam qualifies what is a home in the walled city. So habaycher bayis bebate hachatzim. Let's say someone sells a house in a home that are in the courtyards, which is in the open fields. Or even in a city, but it's not appropriately a walled city. So neither of these are considered as bati erachema. So there, harizan nigel b'koyach yafa. So there, those homes actually could be redeemed very well. Shebedin hasada, and v'shebedin habatim abkaf eschema. Here, the seller really has a lot of opportunity because he can redeem it both in the benefits of that of a field, which we spoke about in the previous parak, and in the laws of the homes in the walled city. As Ram says, kids at house, so how does it have the benefit of both? So Imrat Saligama Yod, if he wants to redeem it right away, so Goyal Kedin Abatim, he can redeem it right away, like is the halacha of a home in the walled city. He Yi Yod Beis V'Goyal, but let's say he reaches 12 months and didn't redeem it, which regarding Bat Yerachem, it would be over. No. Here it's not a walled city. Harizi Goyal Echnasa Yevil. He actually can redeem it up until the Yevil year. Kedin Asadis, like is the halacha by that of the fields. Ube Echa Goyal, more when at the time when he redeems it, he calculates with the seller, and he diminishes however much he had used this home, which is like the halacha of Sadis, not a Bat Yerachem. Now, let's say he reaches the Yevil and he didn't redeem it. The house is going to go back to the original owner without monies, like that of fields, because actually by Bat Yerachem, there's no halacha of going back a Yevil at all, and rather becomes confirmed to be the buyers after 12 months. Halacha Yiralf. Whatever is within the walled city, within the walls, not just homes. For example, gardens, and bathhouses, and dovecots. Harehirukabot has the same halacha as the homes, and if someone sells it, it becomes confirmed to the buyer after 12 months, like the homes of a Arikhaimah. Kashem, like it says in the pasuk, Asher Be'ir, that which is in the city, which is anything that's in the city. Avol, but there's one exception, Hasadah Shabbatechir, the fields that are in the city. Nigalin Kedin Hasadah Shachutzayah, they will be redeemed just like the way the fields are out of the city. Krishnam, because the pasuk does limit it by saying, "Become habayis hashabeir," that the home that is in the city will be established, which is bayis v'chol dim lebayis. You're right; it's not just home because it's included from hashabeir, but has to be what's at least similar to a home, which is la'asad. This does not include that of fields. Halachid base, bayis sheim b'dalat ames al dalat ames. If you have a home that's not at least 4 ames squared, then in a nechli kibbut erachem, that does not become confirmed like a home in the walled city because that does not qualify as a bayis. Moreover, Yerushalayim, in a bayis nechleba, so through the city of Yerushalayim, a home does not become confirmed over there. And the reason for that is because the pasuk says, "Become a bayis ashaloi chaima letzmisus lakainois lederesav." It's only for that which has inheritance for generations, but that the halacha is that Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the shvatim, so you don't have a halacha of that it's for them lederesav. Uvayis habana b'chaima, and so to a house that's built in the wall of the city itself. in the Kibbutz Yerachamim is not like a home in the walled city. It has to be within the wall, but not in the wall itself. Halacha Yud Gimel. Here, what's with a city that its actual roofs are its walls, meaning they didn't surround the city with walls. Rather, the homes are in the perimeter, and the homes are connected, and the roofs on this land is like the walls. Let's say the sea is its wall, meaning there's no actual walls, but it's surrounded by water. In the Kemekevashem, again, that's also not going to qualify as if it's surrounded with a wall, and we'll have halacha like bati of hachatzeir. Halacha Yudal. Moreover, in the place not called a walled city, meaning it can be walled, but it has to be a walled city. What's considered a city is only if you have Sholosh Chatzeiris Oyasef, at least three or more courtyards, and in every single one of the courtyards have to have Shnei Batim Oyasef, at least two homes in each courtyard or more. And moreover, it has to have that it was first surrounded with a wall, and only then, subsequently, were the courtyards built inside of it. But if let's say it's a place that was first settled and then surrounded with a wall, or didn't have three courtyards with two homes in each courtyard, in Yerchaim it's not a walled city. Rather, the homes inside of it are going to be like the homes of the courtyards. Now, Halachat Zvav, the Ram tells us regarding the when did it take effect, this halacha of Bat Yerchaim. So, Ein Semchin, El Al Chaima. We don't rely on for this halacha, but only on the wall, hamokefes that was surrounded with the wall, b'shas kibush arts when the land of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Ketzad household. So irsh lohes mokefes chaima. If you have a city that wasn't surrounded with a wall, b'shosha kavush Yisrael arts when Yeshua ben Nun conquered the land of Israel, after b'shem mokefes ata, although now it is surrounded with a wall, harike b'tachasim. So then the homes inside are like the homes in the open fields. Now, in contrast, if you have a city that was surrounded with a wall at the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even though now it's not surrounded with a wall, it will have the halacha like a walled city. Now, but once the Jews went into exile after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, so the sanctity of the walled cities that was in the days of Yeshua was nullified. But once Ezra HaSefer came back the second entry, after Golas Babel for the second Beis Hamikdash, then Niskatru Kol Ha'arim HaMukafes Chaim Be'Isa Es, and at that time all the walled cities were again sanctified. Mishabiyasin B'Mei Ezra Shehibiyashniyah, because when they came back in the days of Ezra, which was the second time they entered, Kibiyasin Mei Yeshua had the same halacha like when they entered in the days of Yeshua, which is Mabiyasin Mei Yeshua, just like the entry of in the days of Yeshua. Monoshmit Me'Yevlis, they started counting for the sanctity of the land, the Shemitah years and the Yevil years. V'kitchen Bat Yerachem, and then sanctified the homes of the walled cities. Emenes Chayv V'Maisa became obligated in the tithes. Mabiyasin Me'Ezra, so too when they re-entered in the days of Ezra, Monoshmit Me'Yevlis, they started counting Shemitahs and Yevlis. V'kitchen Bat Yerachem, and they sanctified the homes of the walled cities. Emenes Chayv V'Maisa became obligated in the laws of the tithes in the land of Eretz Yisrael. So too in the future days that come, in the third entry into Eretz Yisrael, when they're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to start counting again Shemitah and Yevil, they're going to sanctify the homes of the walled cities, and they're going to become obligated in any place that they conquer, but in the laws of Tais, like it says in the Pasuk in the Varm, and that Hashem, your God, is going to bring you to the land that your fathers inherited and you're going to inherit it. Meaning, it's comparing your inheritance of the land in the future to the inheritance of your fathers, which is my Yerushas HaBesecha, just like the inheritance of your fathers, they applied all the renewal of all these halachas of, as we said, of Kedushas HaAretz, so too, when you're going to inherit it, with the coming of Mashiach, the third Beis Hamikdash, you're also going to apply the renewal of all these halachas, of one of them being that of halachas of this parak, of Bat Yerachaim.